Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll get to Brad Holmes' comments as well because he loves the lone wolf. He loves the dissension in the draft room. Someone who will go out on a limb and talk about a guy that nobody else is stumping for. John, as we get ready for the draft, who is a lone wolf that you would stump for? Earn some respect. Be motivated by Brad Holmes' comments. Who's a guy that you'll step out in the light and finally say, hey, I've been sitting on this. I know everybody doesn't agree with it. I would love the Lions to end the draft with this guy on the roster.
Well, I've mentioned this guy before, and I'm a little bit reserved in saying it just because, well, I mean, everybody's going to call me a homer.
Come on.
It's a guy that I think has not yet even reached his peak in what he can do and what he can be as a player. He's a guy that has shown great growth, great football IQ, and great character. And before I say his name, when we hear from Dan Campbell about the guys that are great players that they pass on, and we saw it with Jalen Carter last year, when I hear him talk about the personalities and with their evaluation process of going back a few years to be able to evaluate these players, this is what Dan Campbell said to Steve Wyche, and we aired it yesterday. I want to air it again. Talent, character, fit.
Who is it?
That's Mikey Samra still. And I mentioned this even before the college football season started, that in talking to some NFL general managers and then throughout the course of the year, I have the opportunity to talk to a lot of NFL scouts. And they come in and they turn on the film and they ask questions. When they ask a lot of questions about a guy that they feel like they're discovering, Mikey Samristil has only been playing defense for 2 years. Came to Michigan as a wide receiver. He flipped over 2 years ago. High character, high talent, high upside. That to me sounds exactly like a Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell draft pick. And there are a number. And Jim Harbaugh shared this about his brother John Harbaugh. One of his favorite players on Michigan's roster throughout the course of the year was Mikey Samristil. And other GMs have said, I don't know that this guy can get out of the first round because he is so valuable in so many different aspects. What do we love? What do we like? I love it, but some people may just like it, about Aaron Glenn's defense. It's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have safety blitzes, corner blitzes, when you compare him with Branch and all of the other guys in the secondary, he can put together a lot of very creative packages to, again, create pressure on quarterbacks, defend receivers, stop the run, and Mikey Samra still fits every part of that game plan.
Everything you said is right, but the fact that he went to Michigan and the fact that you said it, you know, yep, where Ticket Tex are going to go. But it's not a name that people have seriously considered at 29 publicly, yep, which is what makes it, by definition, a lone wolf. You'd stand on a table and say, you know what, guys? I know what the tape says. I know who the person is. I know he's instinctive. He's always around the football. That's Lions football. That's this Lions defense. John, I'm not going to stump for Mikey Sanders still, but this qualifies,
I can't fight you on it other than making snide comments about,
sure.
Of course, the Wolverine wants him to take the Wolverine. Well, but that's what we're looking for. Who's your lone wolf? The guy that, listen, we've all talked about Kool-Aid McKinstry. Don't call in and say Kool-Aid McKinstry. Call in and talk about the uniforms instead. If you're going to call in and say Kool-Aid McKinstry, that's not a lone wolf. You're not on an island. You're with everybody else. You're in a jam-packed city if you say Kool-Aid McKinstry or Jackson Powers Johnson or insert one of the other names. If you say Chop Robinson, I feel like we brought him up for a month now. If you want to go against the grain, it could be a guy you trade up for, a guy you're moving back for, a guy you're taking second, third day. It could be a name at 29 that nobody has brought up. 248-539-9797. The lone wolf in this draft.
And I'm going to ask you this in a minute because I want to know what your lone wolf is. When you are willing to stand on the table, and this does happen. People will get up on the table and pound their fist and jump up and down. And you've got to have conviction. You've got to be able to be able to voice why you believe this is the best one at that time, because it's talent. It's the ability to execute in big moments. I think we can all agree that he was able to do that.
Yep.
It's character and it's fit. And I think Mikey Samerstill for Michigan's or for I said Michigan there. I already sold my own to Homer, but for Detroit's defense, for Aaron Glenn, he has all of those traits. He fits everything that they're looking for.
There's a guy I've really liked in this draft process. And when the college football season ended, I thought he would go top 10. Nobody's mocking him in the top 10. He's a guy that a lot of people have falling into the late teens. And there's the possibility that Brad Holmes goes up and gets a guy. Burkett wrote about it. We talked about it yesterday. There's a player to me who's a high motor guy and a high production guy, NFL size, and he's quick twitch. You want the ultimate buddy for Aiden Hutchinson? I would love if the Lions ended up with Jared Verse. That's a guy that we haven't really considered. We talk about trading up for a corner or trading up for an offensive lineman. That was Burkett's, the premise of his article yesterday. If they moved up and got the most important defensive position, a guy who I thought at the end of the college football season, before we get into the silliness of the combine and you know what people are saying, they get a guy who I think can be maybe the best edge guy in this draft. Him and Dallas Turner's the debate. I'd love it. They move up to 18, 19, trade with the Rams at 19, end up with Jared Verse. That's a guy I don't think enough people are talking about from this draft. He was productive at Florida State back-to-back years. The motor runs. It's a perfect fit next to Aiden Hutchinson on the opposite side.
How high do you have to go?
Again, he has to fall, and it's probably in the late teens. If that's where everybody suspects he's going to go, I think it's attainable for the Lions to go up and get him. Ticket texts are flooding in. John, you can already guess what they're saying.
They could say whatever they want.
You're a lone wolf.
Okay. And look,
that's not a bad thing. Like in the eyes of Brad Holmes, that's what he respects. Guys in the draft room who don't get into the group think, have their own opinion, think for themselves, free thought. Hey, I know no one's mocking this guy at 29, or no one thinks we should move up to go get this guy, but I'll stand on the table for him. John, you said at 29, you'd be a lone wolf. You'd advocate for Mikey Samerstill.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket texter says, come on, John, narrow a blue view. Think broader. John is dead on. Unfortunately, I'm taking him at 5, signed Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, okay.
Morning, guys. Lions first 5 picks if John was the GM. JJ, Roman Wilson, Samerstill, Zinter, Jenkins, signed Dave.
All be great additions. Except we're good at quarterback. I'm good with Jared Goff.
As a proud MSU alum, Jansen, you're not a homer. Great points. He's a good football player. I agree.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Some other names. I'm a lone wolf for Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy. I like speed, and more speed. Worthy and J-Mo and Gibbs. That's taking a page out of Miami's offense, signed Raymond.
Yeah, and here's what you get with Xavier Worthy. You get blazing speed. And there are teams where I don't want to see him go. Would love to see him in a Lions uniform, but I don't want to see him go to Buffalo. I don't want to see him go to Kansas City. I don't want to see him go to Cincinnati. Like, I don't want to see him go to teams that, well, Buffalo doesn't have anybody to pair with him right now. Mm-hmm. But it's Cincinnati. Can you imagine him in that wide receiver room with Joe Burrow, a healthy Joe Burrow? That would be lights out.
There's going to be questions because Buffalo probably targets a receiver at the end of the first. Kansas City, could see them targeting a receiver at the end of the first.
I still got to get to my path to make your Jared Verse work out.
So some people might go, well, that's not real. Well, no, some of this is if they're going to trade up, you got to have a guy you fall in love with. And if there was a guy that I would fall in love with, it would be a defensive end because I don't know about corners day one. Trading up for a corner day one. Pass rush translates. Guys with high motor, high production. Jared Verse is a guy I really like. I think he's got the twitch and the bend. I don't know why he's not being talked about as a guy to go up and get. That'd be a guy I would love to put opposite Aiden Hutchinson. John, what would it take to do it?
So I think, and let me ask you this. Is there going to be four quarterbacks taken in the top 15?
Yes.
All right, so you take up four spots there. Corners in the top 20. You figure there's what?
Two, maybe three.
I think there's probably going to be three. Wide receivers.
Three for sure, right?
I think there's going to be more than four. Four, possibly five.
Yeah.
And then we haven't even talked about Bowers. Mm-hmm. All right. And now we've got to talk about offensive linemen.
Yep.
It depends on when this run starts. You've got offensive line in there, and you've got tackles who are going to be taken. You've got Jackson Powers Johnson, who's a guy that I think people are going to be jumping after. And then it comes down to we didn't even talk about defensive tackles. Byron Murphy, mm-hmm, out of Texas, is a guy that people are really excited about. Johnny Newton,
yep,
is a guy that out of Illinois that guys are really excited about. So you start putting all of those numbers together, and I don't think an edge guy, the first edge guy, is not off the board at 16. Somebody's going to go earlier than that.
Some people think Dallas Turner could go 8 to,
you got
to
Dallas
the Falcons.
Turner. You've got Leiatu Latu out of UCLA that a lot of people have ranked above Jared Verse. Mm-hmm. Now, I've just named off 20 possibilities before Jared Verse might come off the board. So we said, hey, you might have to trade up to 19 to get him. It's a possibility that he is there. You might only have to go up and spend that, you know, that third round pick that we talked about to go up to 20 or 21.
Would absolutely love it. 248-539-9797, the guy that you'd stump for. It's 97.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.